There has never been a more important time than now to work for a trucking company you can count on. Schneider was founded over 85 years ago during the Great Depression. We've thrived through the good times and the bad, providing truck drivers consistent work and paychecks. Today is no different. Schneider remains loaded and moving while adding new customers because of the outstanding service our drivers provide. Schneider is a company that drivers can always count on. Apply today at SchneiderJobs.com.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And here's what we have planned for you today. We're going to talk some Cubs to start because we had a shared sports viewing experience that we haven't had for a long time. Some of us didn't have it because we don't have access to it, and that becomes another component of the discussion. But it was a little odd, and then eventually we kind of settled into it. One of the guys who was part of it last night, Ian Happ, is going to join us at 9:30. We are going to talk pro football with Mike Florio at 10. We got the Midday Midway coming up at 10:40. And at 11, old friend Jerry DiNardo of the Big Ten Network and a frequently heard voice on these airwaves. We'll talk about what's going on with college football and college sports as well. We have plenty of surprises, too, possibly. 312-644-6767 is the phone number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live at 670thescore.com because we are streaming. You can also text if you want to join the conversation via the text zone, which is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. That text number, the same as the one you call. 312-644-6767. Twitter carries the conversation as well. That is at Bernstein670. My personal feed is at Dan_Bernstein. And there's the radio.com app that you must download to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station also on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. And Ray Diaz, the executioner, is the man on the board doing what he does. I should also mention that when you text, we reply, and message and data rates may apply. Kind of get the legal specificity out of the way there as well. So there was baseball on my television last night, and I heard the familiar, friendly voices of Len Casper and Jim Deshaies. And that was Wrigley Field and the swath of green grass that's there. And I think the piped in crowd noise, the murmuring and the rise and fall, depending on the action, it kind of worked. I think once I sort of figured out what was going on and then tried to, for a while, you know, you sit and you watch because there are things you want to see. And there are actual baseball observations to be had and some positives, some negatives, some concerns, but just letting it kind of be there and then feeling ourselves kind of in it again and watching it. And then it was very strange seeing there's an umpire and then the umpire's left. And I missed the reason for that. Was it like a union thing? Like they're only signed up for X number of innings or X amount of time, and then the catchers start calling their own balls and strikes. So there were certainly some oddities, and whatever Yu Darvish has going on with that head salad that he's got under that is something special, man. Yu is letting his freak flag fly. So I am absolutely all for that, as long as he's not giving up home runs, which unfortunately he was doing once again. So where are we on it? What was that? Let's get some of the baseball things out of the way first. And first of all is, I'm worried about Anthony Rizzo. And yes, I know, Bernstein, you always over-worry. That's my job. I'm the Deerfield worrier, the Golden State worrier, whatever you want to call it. it's different as a guy gets older. It is different when it keeps happening. And for a younger player, for Rizzo, yes, he has had back stiffness slash tightness slash pain, and it quiets down, and then he gets back at it. Because we know how violent that swing is and how much stress there is on his lower back when he goes down to that back leg. That's where the power comes from, and those core muscle groups and all that torque. But when you're older, and he's what now, 32? It ends up being a little more serious, as those of us who are much older than that know that things don't get better as fast as they used to. Sometimes they don't get better at all. Sometimes it's just a matter of mitigating how much worse they get, and then things fall apart and your body parts fall off and you die. And that's sort of the rest of our lives. But in his case, with every year that goes by and with every next time this happens, to just sort of casually put it off as, well, he'll be fine, I've got a little warning light. It might not be flashing red, but it's flashing pink. It's flashing something. It's definitely, and I know he lost all that weight to try to improve flexibility, et cetera, and to still have this issue, I'm thinking, I don't know. Here's on the good side. This is a positive, noticing last night. Wilson Contreras is getting better as a receiver. And it's finally noticeable, because previously all they did was talk about it, and it wasn't, you weren't seeing what everybody was saying. Like, oh yeah, he's worked so hard, he's gotten so much better. And you would kind of take their word for it, and then you'd watch him, and he would be the same kind of jumpy, spazzy, unsettled presence behind the plate. He was much quieter, and using his hand, keeping his elbow inside his frame better, keeping his elbow inside his body. It's sort of like the way they teach chefs who work in a cramped restaurant, as they teach when you're on the line and in your mise en place, to keep your elbows in, to make sure you're in your area. It's good advice, not just for line cooks and chefs, prep cooks, but for catchers, because he did a really good job of that, and not standing up too much and not moving his knees around back there and kicking a foot out. And that's the start of it. That is the base to being a good receiver and a solid pitch framer, by which I mean fooler of human umpires, because that's all pitch framing is. Pitch framing is buying strikes around the edges, because these old men trying to call pitches can't see it because it's moving at 100 miles an hour, and it's something that baseball shouldn't necessarily have. 815 texter says maybe Anthony Rizzo's light is yellow. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I'm not going to debate you on the color of the warning light on Anthony Rizzo's lower back, but just count me as concerned in that regard. We had a shared viewing moment. We got to see baseball. We got to hear highlights. And where are we on the piped in sound? Because I guess the players could hear that. They could hear that sort of base crowd murmur that was in there, and then the rise and the fall. And I don't know who's playing that virtual instrument of crowd noise, because when Chris Bryant picks up a ball and pulls Josh Fegley off the bag with an errant throw, and you hear somebody pressed crowd dissatisfied, and I don't know what the buttons are that are on that instrument, but somebody has to play the crowd to make it sound real. We'll talk to Ian Happ at the bottom of the hour about how he felt about it and what it was like. But let's listen to how it sounded on the Marquee Sports Network. The Cubs, the home Cubs, it was Cubs against Cubs, Cubs win, Cubs lose, were up 1-0. Wilson Contreras up in the bottom of the fourth facing Yu Darvish.
Would you have gotten the four unprompted? Contreras in the air, deep center. Happ will watch it go. It's a home run. Wilson Contreras off Yu Darvish. And it's 2-0.
That's Wilson saying, hey, you don't want me to catch you? Okay, I'll take you deep. Well, Darvish got him last time, struck him out swinging. This time Contreras goes straight away center field for the long ball. I think he's got like three of those already here in summer camp. Had 24 last year, Contreras, playing 105 ball games.
Wind is blowing out, but definitely got a hold of it.
Trying to go down and away, and it was kind of middle. Darvish pointing high in the sky, hopeful that ball was going to stay in the yard for somebody, but no chance.
You heard what JD said there. He said, you don't want me to catch you. I'm going to take you deep. And what he was talking about is the fact that Yu Darvish has designated Victor Caratini as his caddy, as his personal catcher for this year. And he's kidding, of course, because Contreras completely understands that. I don't think there's any ill will or bad blood there. But it's an interesting note now that Victor Caratini is going to be catching Yu Darvish for this year. So let's take you to the seventh inning. Home Cubs now leading 3-0, and Kyle Ryan is on the mound facing Javier Baez.
Deep to left, and it's gone to the back of the bleachers. Baez with a bullet to make it 4-0.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a perfect example of Javi Baez game. A little tapper out in front of home plate, first time up, then back-to-back strikeouts, but it doesn't change his approach. He's still going to go up there and let it eat, and that one took a big bite. A no-doubter as he unloads against Kyle Ryan.
That's the Marquee Sports Network last night. If you have DirecTV like I do, it's channel 664, and it was baseball, and it felt like baseball, and I guess I got used to it. I got used to it to the point where I'm watching, like, okay, I could maybe do some dishes, or I can putter around like I usually do and sort of keep it on a little bit of a back channel once I was watching. But man, Hendricks looked really good. That changeup was coming out of his hand real nice. And we didn't have the miles per hour. And that's one thing that I want. I mean, obviously you want to get all the data that you can, but we didn't have some of the data that we usually have because there's no reason to power everything up for a scrimmage that way. But getting to see him, getting to look at everybody, looking at the bodies, seeing how who's in shape and who's not in shape, and it all looks pretty good. And yet, this was, I think, the first time there was something on that people wanted to watch that maybe you couldn't because you don't have the Marquee Network yet. I think this was the initial time where they say there is something live and proprietary and available to some, but not all. And you hear the Twitter grumbling, you see some of that, and you start to realize that no matter what optimism had been expressed, that not everybody could watch it. And this is only going to increase as we get to Sunday night and we get to an exhibition game against another team that happens to be the White Sox. So soliciting your opinions on all of it, on what that presentation was like, how you feel about the piped in crowd noise. I think I initially didn't think I wanted it, and now I think I need it. I realize that there would really be something unsettling about not having it. And I guess I'm okay either way because I'm pretty adaptable in that. And I don't know exactly how I'm going to react. Obviously, I didn't know how I was going to react to hearing it there, but I thought for the most part, I thought it worked. 312-644-6767 is our telephone number if you want to jump in. So when you're thinking, yeah, Crane Kenny was on this show, right? And you think, well, I thought back on June 25th, I heard Crane Kenny optimistic and strongly optimistic that a deal was close. Well, you heard correctly. So let's revisit that. And maybe all this is doing is rekindling some of the deadline brinksmanship that usually gets these deals done. And that update was, this is June 25th on this show, Cubs President of Business Operations Crane Kenny talking about the state of negotiations between Marquee and Comcast.
We were very close to a deal, and I mentioned this right around the end of our spring training in Arizona. As we were rounding the bend on the last quarter mile on the spring training season, and then they stopped. Quite honestly, with the closure of our spring training sites and the possibility that baseball wouldn't return for the season, the pace of our conversations with Comcast did slacken. Those have picked up dramatically, and including as of Friday, new term sheets being exchanged, and then conversations happening this week. So. I would expect we do reach an agreement with Comcast, in particular as we see the potential for some spring training games, potentially with the White Sox, coming even ahead of the July 23rd or 24th opening day. So pace has picked up, and we're optimistic we'll get something done here soon.
Well, soon would have been before today, right? That's 3 weeks ago. So... that's certainly not soon. I was expecting when he says soon, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks. Well, we're at 3 weeks now, and we're not hearing anything. Look, they could have a deal today. They could have a deal in 5 minutes. They could announce something tomorrow. They could certainly be slowly working out the final decimal points on whatever the carriage deal is going to be. But until there's a deal, there's no deal. It's sort of like until Jim Boylan is not the coach of the Bulls, Jim Boylan's the coach of the Bulls. Don't make me try to continue to compare and contrast the two things, because I won't. I'm just throwing that out there because it's something that is that percolating. There's a part of my brain that is like permanently tracking, like always attuned to, is Jim Boylan still the coach of the Bulls? And I can't turn it off. And every day I wake up, it's sort of like the dread when I look at my phone. I'm thinking maybe we're going to get an announcement that the Bulls have decided to part ways and find a competent head coach. But most days I'm let down. But there it was. This was the first test of how badly do you want to see the Cubs? And I really did. I was genuinely excited just to have Cubs baseball, live Cubs baseball with these players and this team on my television doing what they do. And it looked great. I mean, the quality of the images is outstanding. I had no doubt that Marquee would be able, with the people involved and the resources at their disposal, to do just that. And I think the crowd noise, at first I thought the crowd noise was only on the broadcast, that they were putting it in the audio mix. But it's not. The players hear it. It's on the PA. So the players hear the music and they hear the artificial crowd noise. And it's gotta matter. You know, and they were discussing it on the broadcast last night too. Like, if you're one of these high leverage relievers that comes in pumped up, that comes in, you got your music and it's, you can feel the tension in there, you're not gonna be able to feel the same kind of tension. You need to get that sort of, if any pitcher that relied on sort of surfing that wave, that emotional wave, isn't going to have that. They're going to have to find it somehow from within and, you know, close their eyes and dream it up or do whatever they have to do with their own headphones, etc. Man, the reaction of the texters to the 630, why in the world are we still using Whoomp There It Is as a celebratory song? It's 2020, for God's sake. And the 563, wherever that is, Whoomp There It Is after the homers needs to go. The 773, I'm already tired of hearing Whoomp There It Is. Hope they change that home run music. Really? That's what you're thinking about today? Okay. I guess I didn't think to be that bothered by it. They still have to decide on an opening day starter, too. And as I understand it, both of the guys last night are on track timing wise at the moment, barring any health interruptions or anything else, that both Kyle Hendricks and Yu Darvish would be on track to be the starter for opening night. And obviously it's very easy off of one performance to say, oh yeah, it's Hendricks because Hendricks was so much better. But look, you last year when you saw what he was doing, I mean, there was potential absolute ace stuff from him when he just started striking everybody out and walking nobody. And interestingly, we can hear from the Cubs pitching coach who talked about just that. He joined David Haw and Tom Thayer on the Mully and Haw show this morning because he was asked about is the state of any question as to whether it's Kyle Hendricks or Yu Darvish to start that first one.
Right now, I mean, I'd say it's between those two guys just because they're lined up for that day. But, you know, we have ways of adjusting if things happen. You know, I think both of them looked really good last night for different reasons. You know, Kyle is just so, you know, he's so methodical in the work that he does. And he's so, you know, locked in on the work he put in over the time, the mechanics, things he wanted to get locked in. And now the last piece of it is just execution of pitches, which you saw last night, is he was executing a lot of pitches. So he's in a really good place. He's also about, you know, 10 pitches ahead of Darvish, 10 to 15 pitches, you know, so, you know, that obviously allowed him to go a little longer, you know, into the game last night. And for Darvish, getting back out, you know, last night for that fourth inning, seeing him progress in his pitches, seeing the velocity that he, you know, exhibited last night. All good signs of things he wanted to do. You know, we had talked before his game, you know, last night also was the first two he felt like he was just going to get his legs under him and, and worked on spinning a few pitches and kind of sequencing. And last night, with both of our starters, we went through a full scout report. We obviously know our guys, our hitters well, but we wanted to get them in their pregame routines, going over the scout report, going through hitters, how we want to attack them. And then Darvish, you know, also wanted to start working on some specific things and letting it go a little bit more. So I think both of them last night, you got to see some really, really good things out of both those guys.
Non-committal from Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach, on the Score this morning. There was a lot more. We'll listen back to some of that stuff because he's always really good and provides a ton of insight. He's never defensive in sharing information without obviously giving away any competitive advantage. And that was a question that a texter asked too, that are the Cubs showing opponents anything by televising their scrimmage? I don't think so. There's no signals or anything secret that's going on. I don't think. I wouldn't say that anybody's stealing their signs from their pitchers or catchers. And it's most things that they're going to go with standard stuff anyway. They'll change it up and they'll recalibrate obviously before real games. And this was a chance for us to see it a little bit and for them to experience what the game situations are going to be like, to have major league umpires there for a little while, although it wasn't a full crew. I think it was two. They did it sort of like high school baseball, where they had one guy out by second base as the base umpire. But it was their chance to get in these game rhythms a little bit, like you heard Hotovy talk about with the pitchers and hitters going through their new routines. They've got to practice this stuff. They got to figure out, you know, where I'm going to be, because it's always down to these. You remember the shots of the Cubs dugout in the day when, you know, Joe Maddon's there and they all have these little handshakes and these routines, these. Not necessarily truly obsessive compulsive, but showing the same kind of traits. Everything's got to be just right, and every ball player is a little bit different. Some are more casual than others, but others have to cleave to exact routines to make sure everything's right. Because in baseball, there are so many things you can't control, and that is why you exercise so much control over what you can, because you're only going to have your four turns to hit, and you can't make the ball come to you in the field. It is a very strange and different psychology because of the lack of control that an athlete has in baseball. It's a game you can't play harder. So this gives them that, and this gave us that. Is everybody okay with the crowd noise? Because I think I am, if done well. And I guess that's going to be a skill. I guess much like a radio producer is sort of can speak through sound drops and speak through the board and manipulation of sound in real time, it is going to be a responsibility of whoever that is to try to mirror not only that they can actually recreate the sound and synthesize what sounds like real people and get it in the mix, but then it's doing it in proper time and doing it to make sure it sounds right.
Yeah, it's going to be weird at first. It's going to be an adjustment, but I think without it would seem really, really strange and really foreign. And I think if I have to pick, I would say, yeah, pipe it in, make it sound as real as you can. But from what we heard last night, it sounded okay. You could tell it wasn't real. You could tell it wasn't the actual Wrigley Field crowd, but it sounded enough like a game, like you said, to just sort of have it on in the background and have it feel real enough. And that's kind of all I need, really.
Yeah, I guess I do need it. I didn't realize how good it made me feel. I didn't think about it. I didn't, because you can't really know how much it's going to matter, because I had mentioned that. I will tell you this, though. I don't need spectators at golfing events. That is one thing that is phenomenal, to not have these jamokes yelling mash potatoes and get in the hole and all that stupidity. I don't need any of that. And it has been great to hear the conversations between the caddies and the golfers. So I guess it's going to be different with each sport and our relationship with how we consume it and what it means. But I have never cared for all the stupid crowd noise at golfing events.
No, to me, that can ruin a broadcast of golf. Just those jamokes just screaming, get in a hole on a par 5 tee shot. Like, what are you doing? Sure. Like, it's all just about getting their own voice on the broadcast, and it annoys the hell out of me. Maybe more than it should. It might annoy me more than it should, but it's awful, and those people should be shot.
Well, it didn't do anything to the drama last week. And actually, it's a funny story. I'll ask Ian Happ about it, because he talked about it on the podcast when he said that he forgot that they had moved the tea times up because of weather, and then he wanted to watch the end, and then he missed it. But I mean, I literally jumped off the couch on that hole when they go 50-foot putt for birdie, and then, or for par, 50-foot putt and then 25-foot putt, and I was going crazy. And I didn't need any crowd to give me the cue on that one. That was absolutely just the pure drama of sports. And apparently Jack Nicklaus screwed up too, because Jack Nicklaus was going to fly in and congratulate the winner, and he didn't realize until he was on his private plane that it was already over. And then he texted JT to congratulate him, not realizing that he didn't win. And it was just a complete fiasco. And now for this weekend, Jack Nicklaus says he's still going to shake hands with the winner. And I'm like, dude, no, you're not. Don't shake hands with the winner, because you can't first of all set an example. And secondly, you don't know, even if you just had a negative test, you don't know for sure if you're now positive or not. So please don't do that. And whoever wins, I hope you just kind of say, hey, Golden Bear, love you, thank you, but stay back there and I'll wave at you and everything's cool. Ian Happ is coming up in just a couple of moments, and we're going to check in with him on last night, how he felt, how it went, and how everything is going. And I think he got a barrel off of Dylan Maples. I think that constitutes a barrel. We'll ask him if he agrees. He's next on The Score.
Cubs fans, baseball is back, and The Score has all three Cubs exhibition games starting Sunday. Listen to Pat and Ron bring you all the action of Cubs versus White Sox live at Wrigley Field. Our coverage starts at 6:50.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Chicago Cubs 2020 Exhibition Baseball on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
This is JR with the Radio.com Sports Minute. Today might be tax day, but I want to remind you that money doesn't make everyone's problems go away. Prime example, Odell Beckham Jr. Young, accomplished, and fashionable. He's admired by many and adored by plenty. This week, on his own YouTube channel, he admitted he was depressed and considered walking away from the game after his broken ankle in 2017. You might not be a fan of the attention that he draws to himself on the field or off, but that doesn't make him any less of a human. Odell might have 95 million reasons to wake up happy every morning, but money doesn't buy happiness, and we've seen NFL players young and old be chewed up and spit out. At some points, money can erase some problems, but present new ones we're ill prepared for. Always keep in mind, the players that you watch on TV, they're humans, just like you and me. I'm JR.
This isn't a grilled cheese I'm making. It's a melty masterpiece that deserves a kitchen worthy of greatness.
Looks like my porch is full of packages again. It also looks like my compulsive buying needs to change to compulsive saving.
As I sit here on this couch, I decided to make some changes, starting with this couch.
I'd love to be looking out my window at a beautiful backyard instead of a brick wall. Time for a new house.
Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
During both good times and bad, what truck drivers want remains the same. Consistent miles, paychecks, and home time. If the company you're driving for can't provide that, you owe it to yourself to find a company that can. Schneider has the freight and job options that drivers need to be successful. Changes in shippers' needs have created new business opportunities, keeping Schneider drivers busy and productive. Stop living in uncertainty and start driving for a company that provides peace of mind. Apply today at SchneiderJobs.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back.
Ian Happ.
Happ drives one in the air. Left center field. It's got a chance. Grand slam. Grand slam. Ian Happ.
Outfielder for your Chicago Cubs.
This is trouble back toward the wall as Happ on the track makes the catch. Very good play by Ian Happ. That was not a routine play.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
We have Jason Hayward on the podcast this week.
I just, try to stay on that, on the bright side of it, man. Like, I know everyone's in a different situation. You know, this is year 11 for me, full season. So I have, some more experiences with myself personally. Mm-hmm. When I'm going back out here and getting back on the field, I know what I'm trying to tap into. So I know it's hard. That's why, I sent you a text just asking me how things are going, and I want to chop it up with you just to see, because I can only imagine for someone like yourself or younger guys and younger in their career, not necessarily, in age, bro. Like, it's hard to know what you're looking for in every situation, but this is just something that you're going to keep building, bro. And like I told you, and I don't know if it was March or April, whatever, like, everything's going to be A-okay. Just keep pushing. You're working hard. You're working smart. You don't know what you don't know.
That's why Jay's a great teammate right there.
Ian Happ, every Thursday on the Dan Bernstein Show on 670 The Score.
Welcome back.
Ian Happ is on Twitter at IHAP_1, the numeral, and he's on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. That was a great listen, Ian. He's Jason Hayward. I mean, that's an old head who isn't that old. That's amazing. 11th year. He's 30 years old, and he's always carried himself much older than his years. And it's amazing that he's still so young.
It really is. We were talking about it after we recorded, and we were like, God, Jason, that's his 11th season. Like, he's played 10 years. And one of the craziest parts of that is I think he's been to 8 postseasons. The guy just is constantly winning, and he is, like, the best teammate you could ever ask for.
Well, you and your teammates were actually playing some representative competitive baseball last night. Take us through your experience with this new routine. We got to watch. I had baseball on my television, and it felt baseball-y. It sounded baseball-y enough. How did it feel to you?
Yeah, you're still playing against your teammates, so it is a little different. You're just trying to get your work in. You're trying to make sure that you're getting closer and closer to ready. I think we're, 9 days away now. But I will say, when the cameras turned on and we were on TV and some of the video board stuff was a little bit more realistic last night, it definitely felt more real. It definitely felt like, all right, I can see how when the cameras are on, when there's going to be another team across the field from you, it's going to be really just – exactly like baseball, just without people in the seats. But I think the Wrigley rooftops are going to help with that a little bit too.
How about the piped in crowd noise? I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it, and I ended up being fine with it, and I think I might need it as a viewer, as a consumer.
I need it as a player for sure. We played the first game, maybe, or first two games without it, and it was very strange, just a little too quiet. You can hear actually everything that's going on. But as a player, because we're so used to that kind of dull hum of the crowd the entire time, it really helped me just with the way that we communicate with our outfielders, you know, not being able to scream to them across the field, just some of that stuff, that it made it a little bit more normal.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, too, that it isn't necessarily the extremes. It's not the booing and gnashing of teeth or the mad celebrations. It's that baseline murmur that you guys sort of need to have. And I don't know if it's an energy thing or what it is to just feel right. It's just having, for me, it's how the broadcaster's tones sound amidst that backdrop. It's just not having that there would have been really odd.
Yeah, it would have been really odd. And I think stepping in the box to a completely silent stadium was very strange. You need a little bit of a hum. You need something that kind of makes it feel more realistic or more, I guess it makes the field more focused, if that makes any sense. But they've done a nice job of experimenting with some things, trying to get it right. The music in between innings, the video board, it's definitely closer and closer to what a real game would feel like.
I should mention before I forget that we actually had our first in-show review of Quarantine Coffee today that our executive producer Jay Zawoski and his wife Hope have brewed up a pot just this morning, and it was like a commercial. We were in our pre-show Zoom meeting and Jay's like, I'm taking my first sip right now, and the reviews are in, thumbs up across the board apparently.
Yes. Well, it was absolutely delightful. My wife thanks you, and it was delicious.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the review. Yeah, we actually have a little bit of exciting news for Quarantine. I don't know if you're familiar with Foxtrot Market around the city, or there's 8 locations around the city, but Quarantine Coffee, starting on Friday, I believe, is going to be in all 8 locations. You can go in there, purchase a bag, and then it'll be pour over in all 8 locations as well. So you can go and request Quarantine Coffee for pour over. Super excited about it. Super excited that Foxtrot was willing to carry the product and that we're going to be kind of all throughout the city. So go check it out.
I noted from last night's game, Ian, I'm counting that as a barrel off of Maples. Did you?
Oh, 100%. That was a laser.
Okay, good. Good. It's hard to tell for sure because they cut away and then they show the outfielder, so you can't really see the flight path of the ball, but it looked like it got there in a hurry.
No, that one was a laser. I actually had some really good at-bats yesterday. I was able to put one in playoff Kyle, nasty changeup, second AB, broken bat, second AB, made a great swing, just ran out of barrel because he's that good, broke a bat, love that swing, and then kind of put together a nice 6 pitcher against him. Hard ground out, and then a line drive. So it's a nice progression. You know, you put a couple in play, you maybe catch a barrel on the ground, then you finally hit one in the air hard. It's like, all right, I can see this thing coming together.
How often do you break bats?
Shoot, I break them kind of frequently. But, you know, that's what they say, good hitters get jammed, right? So I like to think that I break bats because I'm a good hitter, not the reverse.
And then you get them. Do you get a constant amount shipped to you, or do you have to put in an order and say, "By the way, I'm down to this number. Get me these," or is that just automatically taken care of?
No, you kind of as you go throughout the season, you'll order. The turnaround time is usually like 2 or 3 weeks, so you have to be a little bit ahead of it. Make sure that you have at least a few bats laying around. Definitely during this time, because I haven't got an order of bats since obviously the first spring training. This one's a little bit different where you're like, I think I'm going to need a few bats just to make sure that I don't run out here.
Do you ever experiment? Do you ever grab a teammate's bat and just, because I know some guys do that. Some guys just say, hey, I'll try this. I'll try this. I'll try the axe handle, or I'll take an ounce off of here and see what this feels like. Or do you know for sure what you like? And is it the same righty and lefty?
I've been swinging the same model since 2017, actually. And I really like the model that I use, and I swing left-handed. I've experimented with length and weight a little bit. And when Daniel Murphy was here, actually, I really liked his bat, so I experimented with that one a little bit. But kind of really started getting comfortable with my model. I do swing a little bit different model right-handed. I swing a Louisville Slugger left-handed and then a Marucci that I started swinging this spring training right-handed, which is, it's a little bit different model, just a little bit different feel for me because they are two different swings. Kind of helps me differentiate.
What did you see from the two starting pitchers last night, Hendricks and Darvish?
Hendricks was awesome. I mean, just facing Kyle, he was on. His changeup was really, really good. He was moving his fastball around the zone super effectively, mixing between four-seamers and sinkers. And he looked really, really sharp. I mean, kept us off balance the entire game. Darvish looked great too. I mean, just watching his stuff from center, it was electric. He had the velocity. He had the movement. He just got behind in a couple counts in that first inning and gave a couple hits. But if he's giving up one run or a solo home run, he's going to be just fine because he gets so much swing and miss. So definitely really liked the way that he looked.
Do you know if he's letting his hair go for this whole 60-game season? Because I'm for it. That is a thing.
You know what? I haven't asked him about the hair. It kind of seems like the hat is just sitting on top of the hair. That's not actually touching the head. So I'm excited to see where that goes, if he's going to cut it or if he's going to let it go.
What it looks to me, I don't know if you remember Al Raboski, the mad Hungarian, who was a famous relief pitcher with the Fu Manchu mustache, and he'd do like this wrestling spin on the back of the mound. And when he played in old-timers games and made appearances later in life, he had to wear a wig so he would look like he used to look. And it was this cartoonish mop of a wig that he would put on and sort of balance the hat. And that was my first thought when I saw it, was this Japanese-Iranian had a little bit of the mad Hungarian in him.
Yeah, the hair look is interesting. I'm going to be really excited to see once opening day rolls around if he keeps going. Because I think if you go into opening day with that hair, you got to ride it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that has to be part of your new brand. You know, you got to be aware of the marketing possibilities there. Talking with Ian Happ on The Score, and I wanted to note something in your interview with Jason Heyward that I want to get to the bottom of. You talked about the joy with which Anthony Rizzo plays, and he's just always, you know, the same guy, fun-loving guy, is who he is, you know, on the field, off the field. And then you mentioned he even enjoys being terrible. And Heyward said, yeah, he fake hates that. What does that mean?
Yeah, so when he, if he has a slow start to the season or if he's going through a rut, he acts like he's miserable. Like he acts like, I'm never going to get a hit again. This is absolutely terrible. But I think we're starting to figure out that he knows at the end of the year that the baseball card's going to look exactly the same. I think he's starting to enjoy the fact, like, oh, I'm hitting 200 in April. That just means that at the end of the season, I'm going to be hitting 290 with 30 home runs or 100 RBIs. So I think we're on to his skip.
You mentioned baseball cards, and that's something that you talked about with Heyward also, just the number of all-time star players that he has played with or against. And I love the way he told the story about that first at-bat against the Cubs and Zambrano, the grand slam that he hit, and the multiple perspectives from where his dad was sitting, from where his friends were. It was sort of like Akira Kurosawa, like Rashomon, where you get all these different perspectives of the same thing. Was it Seven Samurai or Rashomon? Not sure. But he mentioned sometimes you're out there on the field with your damn baseball cards, talking about guys you grew up watching. What were your instances of that?
Definitely the biggest playing with your baseball cards for me was Ichiro, because I remember specifically like the first brick of, remember the bricks of baseball cards when you get the whole set for the season?
Yeah, full sets.
So the first brick I ever got, what I pulled an Ichiro rookie card. And it was like, it was so exciting to have that Ichiro rookie card and what that meant. And then I played against him right at the end of his career when he was in Miami and fielded a ground ball and threw him out. And it was like, man, that's like playing with your baseball cards.
Cool.
But I think some of these guys, some of the guys on my team, playing with Lester, playing with Lackey, those are dudes that I watch play their entire career. So definitely can relate to that experience. And when we were going through during spring training, we were going through Jason's 10 years in, and just some of the guys that he's played with or against, it was hilarious. Just legend after legend after legend.
And he said, I think it was that very same day, that he came up, he caught the ceremonial first pitch from Hank Aaron, of all people. I mean, and the fact that Hayward is from there and would literally drive by and say, I'm going to play here someday. I mean, so many things kind of came together in threads. It was just a really cool story.
Yeah, and he said at the time he was so focused on the game and, hey, got a game to play, got to go win, that he didn't even realize the significance of, you know, catching the first pitch from Hank Aaron and what that meant. And, you know, looking back now, being able to have some space from that moment, he's really like, oh, my God, that's just crazy.
Before we let you go, Ian, I appreciate your time as always and changing around your schedule this week. There's a story that baseball may be traveling umpires on team planes to cut down on excess travel and exposure. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, we were actually talking about that the other day, just how umpires are going to travel, what it's going to look like, because flying commercially doesn't make sense for the exposure risk, especially with the way that tests are coming back pending or every couple of days. So, you know, I would be okay with it. I think that whatever we can do to make sure that those guys are safe, to make sure that they're being able to umpire every day, because we can't have a lack of umpires. You know, if we in the Central Division, it would be easy for those guys to drive to a bunch of different spots, to put a couple crews in Chicago, to have them go back and forth to Detroit or some of the other central locations. But for the West Coast or the East Coast, that's going to be a little bit more difficult. So I think whatever we can do to make sure that the umpires are safe, we're going to have plenty of extra seats on the plane because there won't be as many people traveling with the team as normally would. So I'm all for it. I think whatever we can do to make sure that everybody is on the field, in the field, just to make sure that we're getting baseball games in on a regular basis.
And is the testing better? Are the lag times down?
Yeah, the lag times are down. You know, still dealing with what a pending test means and making sure that those, because guys can't come to the park if there's a pending test. So we have to make sure that once we get into the season, once we're playing games that matter, you can't have a starting pitcher with a pending that isn't able to play that night. So we have to make sure that those pendings are getting back quicker, that they're running those batches. I think once the rosters go from however many you're in camp, 40 or 45, or depending on whatever team it is, and start to go down closer to 30, closer to 26, I think you'll start to see some of those issues ironed out. But it's definitely something that we're going to have to address, because the first time that you have a Max Scherzer or a John Lester be pending on their start date, that's going to be a big issue.
Ian, thanks as always. Here's to good health and more barrels.
Thanks very much. Have a good one.
That's Ian Happ of the Chicago Cubs, who joins us weekly on Sports Radio 670. We're getting word of a developing story, a football story out of Washington that apparently does not have to do with the name of the team. There are some ominous threads that are coming out of Washington that I just want to get to. I don't have any specific insight, but Mike Florio may. And before we get to Florio at the top of the hour, I just want to read some of these tweets that have been put together. And I do not know what this is, but it's ominous, because it looks like there's a major story coming out of there that is not good. So I just want to get into what we know about it, what it might be, and talk about that next on The Score.
Cubs fans, opening day versus the Milwaukee Brewers is just 9 days away.
Swinging a drive to left field and deep. Back to the wall. That ball is gone. A grand slam.
Don't miss opening day 2020 as Pat and Ron bring you all the action of Game 1 live from Wrigley Field. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:10. First pitch 6:10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Soccer fans, Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your source for action on the pitch. Looking for a game to watch? Bet Rivers Sportsbook offers a massive number of live streaming soccer matches. Sign in and watch soccer matches from the top leagues around the world day and night, right on your mobile device. Bet Rivers also features a full range of live in-game betting options to help you get in on the action. Sign up now and get up to a $250 match on your first deposit.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again.
good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Stay informed on the latest news, political and election coverage, and business and financial updates with Radio.com. On your phone, smart speakers, and more. Radio.com gives you live local news, keeping you updated on the latest guidelines and reopening plans in your community. Stay up to date on what's going on around the country and the latest financial news from national news leaders like CNN, Fox News, Bloomberg, and more. Listen to the most trusted local and national news on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Eddie Olchek.
The Blackhawks have as good as a chance as anybody, regardless of what happened. The matchup, Dan, if we do get back playing, the matchup between the Hawks and the Oilers. Both teams lack defense. I play my rookie season. We played the Oilers in the conference finals. The Blackhawks were four wins away from going to the Stanley Cup final in my rookie season back in 85, and we were taking on the Oilers. And for people that may not be hot, fan. The Oilers at that time were the Patriots of today, right? Like every year they were on the verge of going to the finals or winning. That year in 85 playoffs, we lost in six games. It's still an NHL record for the most goals scored in a six-game series in the NHL playoff history. I think there was like 62 goals scored in six games between the two teams.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a Radio.com sports station.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Ed Howard, the first round pick of the Cubs, how difficult was it for you to not be playing baseball in your last season at Mount Carmel?
Yeah, it was very difficult. You know, my senior year, I was planning on winning the state championship. You know, that was my main goal. I wanted to go out with a ring. And unfortunately, we didn't get the opportunity. And then also, I was excited to kind of show, you know, improvements I made. You know, I think I changed a lot from over the summer, physically and mentally. And I was just kind of ready to go out there and play my game and show a lot of teams, you know, the improvements I made, but you know, I didn't get the opportunity to do so. But you know, it all played out the right way. You know, I'm excited to be a part of the Cubs, and it's gonna be a great journey.
What were you doing to keep sharp and improve?
I had a gym in my basement, and I was getting on Zoom and working out every morning with my trainer at 9 a.m. And then in the evenings, I would go out to the field and, you know, take ground balls, take BP, long toss. So I was pretty much getting my work in every day.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a Radio.com sports station.
Ride, run, or walk in the American Diabetes Association's Chicagoland Tour de Cure on Sunday, August 2nd, virtually. Choose how you want to participate. Create a team, recruit your friends, and help raise funds and awareness for those living with diabetes in Illinois. Register today at diabetes.org/Chicago Tour and join the fight for life. Thank you to our sponsors, Monaco Mechanical, Gvoke, Novo Nordisk, Dexcom, Griffith Foods, Meijer, and Nicor Gas for helping in this fight.
The best radio stations in America live on Radio.com. Atlanta's V103, number one for hip-hop and R&B. The world-famous 106.7 KROQ, LA and Orange County's alternative. Chicago's finest rock, 93 XRT. Alice at 97.3 with the Bay Area's best music and lots more. Find them and listen to what you want when you want on Radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free Radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Grand Appliance and TV. Exclusively at Grand Appliance, get Chicagoland's lowest appliance prices, plus up to $500 back on qualifying purchases from top brands like Bosch, GE, KitchenAid, LG, Samsung, and more. Savings end August 12th. Shop safely online or in store today at Grand Appliance, trusted since 1930. I'm not quite sure what to make of this, and I have made a couple of phone calls and haven't heard anything back yet, but because I would like to know before whenever this story drops sort of what we're talking about in general here. But this was posted a couple hours ago by Mike Florio, who's going to join us in just a couple minutes with more information. But this was his story at ProFootballTalk.com. The Washington franchise started the week with the news that its name will change. There's a buzz in media circles that the week could go downhill from there. On Tuesday night, Dan Steinberg of the Washington Post posted a collection of tweets from media members speculating about some sort of negative development to come this week regarding the team, unrelated to the team's name. From J.P. Finley of NBC Sports Washington on Sunday, "Real busy week, and it's not all going to be about the name, and it's not all going to be pretty." From Jason LaConfora of CBS, who once worked the Washington beat for the Post, he said, "The warped and toxic culture of the Washington football team is about to be exposed in a sickening fashion again." I want you to pay close attention, by the way, to these adjectives here. Warped, toxic, sickening. This is from Julie Donaldson of NBC Sports Washington yesterday. "What's coming is disappointing and sad." This was from Scott Abraham of ABC7 in Washington. So this is across the media platforms here. This is his quote. "There is much more going on than a name change, and it's not good. I did not get specifics, but get ready, people." The tweets presumably relate to chatter within the industry regarding a Washington Post story regarding the team. As of the weekend, it was believed the story would be published by Tuesday. It is now believed it will be published on Thursday. The notion that another shoe of some kind will drop has been lingering for more than a week. Since Sunday, the Post reported the team had fired pro personnel director Alex Santos and assistant director pro personnel Richard Mann. It says, "For now, we'll continue to watch and wait for whatever it is." So the members of the media who are covering or have covered the team are tweeting about. And look, when they start talking about warped and toxic culture exposed in sickening fashion, disappointing and sad, get ready, people. Our mind from our experience can go into any number of directions here. And whether or not this is a Jerry Sandusky type of story, when you start talking about disgusting and sickening and sad and warped and toxic culture, I don't know. An 815 texter, "Does this have to do with the Jeffrey Epstein case?" Look, this is who knows. I mean, the mind reels because everything is kind of on the table here. We'll get the latest from Mike Florio because he's the guy that sort of put this all together and posted it. And Pro Football Talk has been speculating with some whispers that have been going on for some time now. So we're going to find out what he has been hearing, maybe even in the intervening 2 hours since he first posted this story. He's going to join us to talk that and all things NFL next, right here on The Score.
This is Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station.
Hey, this is Jay Zawoski. We are 9 days away from Major League Baseball, and more leagues are coming back every week as well. Personally, I cannot wait to start watching real live sports again and not hockey games from 10 years ago. This time around, I'll be betting all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. Looking for a better way to bet on your favorite sports online? Well, FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook for a reason. They have more ways to win. They offer spreads, parlays, money lines, overs-unders, props, and in-game bets, all in an easy-to-use app. It's very intuitive, very easy to get into. And unlike other sportsbooks, FanDuel accepts most major payment options. And when you win, you can receive your winnings in your bank account in as little as 48 hours through FanDuel's safe and secure process. By combining your sportsbook account with your fantasy account, you can use your winnings across both products too. That's huge. So if you're winning at fantasy and you want to bet on a game, that money is usable on both accounts, which is awesome. Check out the FanDuel Sportsbook app. FanDuel, more ways to win. Must be 21 plus. location, and other restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT or 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you?
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.